This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by TriDelta Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor. We have big news here at TriDelta. 2025 marks our 20th anniversary. And to mark the occasion, I am joined by Ted Rechtschaffen, President and CEO of TriDelta. Ted founded TriDelta in 2005 and remains a portfolio manager and financial planner working with clients today. Welcome, Ted.
It's great to be here, Kyle.
Ted, this is a big milestone for any business and one in which I know deserves recognition. As part of this, I wanted to sit down together and talk about how wealth management has changed over the prior 20 years and how TriDelta has managed to find success as a private independent wealth manager. So to start us off, how has the wealth management landscape changed over the previous two decades?
Well, it has changed, but it's changed very slowly. So one of the things when we were starting out is we wanted to have a real focus on financial planning, and that focus hasn't changed. We assumed that the industry would shift significantly towards doing more financial planning, and it has, but I think significantly is sort of the wrong word. I think it's shifted slowly. So where I'm going with that is that there are many Canadians who really need to do detailed financial planning. And are not getting it today. Just some of them are getting it today, but many still aren't. And maybe 20 years ago, most of them weren't.
Would you say that the need for financial planning was part of what inspired you to start TriDelta?
I think so. I mean, the issue with financial planning, just a word, right? To people, they hear it and they kind of go, yeah, it's something I probably should do. But what it really comes down to is financial planning says, do I look at your whole financial picture and your life goals, or do I look at selling a product or one investment? To sell an investment is really not giving great advice. To invest something as part of a bigger objective and a bigger goal and something that's been thought through and strategized, well, that makes more sense, right? So when people talk about financial planning, I always use the analogy of, you know, if you have that dollar, should it go into your RSP or should it pay down debt or should it buy insurance or should you go on vacation or what should you do? There's always competing needs for a dollar. But having a really good financial plan not only provides a lot of tax savings in some situations, but also gives that guidance of what do I do? How do I best use that dollar?
And how would you say, I know TriDelta has evolved over the last 20 years, but how would you say TriDelta fits within the industry relative to what else is out there today?
Well, I think we're at the forefront of doing holistic planning. We're not the only people that do it, but I think combining a couple of things, which I talk about a lot, it's combining sort of the technical side of planning and the softer side of planning or the personal side of planning. Again, having somebody where you can sort of say, here's the spreadsheet, here's what your future will probably look like financially, this is what your tax situation will look like, this is what your estate might look like, but then talking to people about what does that mean to them? What does that allow them to do? Does it allow them to help their children more or retire earlier or spend more on themselves or make a significant impact to charity? And really it's how do you allow them to have their wealth or their situation make the best out of the rest of their life.
And what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced with starting TriDelta or as the years progressed?
Well, anytime you start a business, you're starting from nothing,
yeah.
Right? I mean, sometimes people buy businesses or transitioning an existing sort of, I'll call it, group of clients into a new business. But when we started in 2005, we effectively were starting with no clients. So there's no question that you are constantly sort of looking to say, how do we add clients quickly and how do we manage expenses carefully? And I think it's a good exercise and it's a good experience to have gone through it. But certainly the first few years of any business is a little bit of walking on a tightrope. And then once you kind of get past that, there's much more comfort level and you can grow faster and invest more into the clients and into the business.
And was there a moment where you knew that TriDelta would be successful or some kind of moment that you define as that was the turning point?
Well, there are probably two. So we started in 2005, and as most people know, 2008, 2009 was a pretty terrible time in the financial world and in the stock markets. And what we found was that in 2009 was by far our most successful year. And the reason was the great financial crisis shook people and their confidence so much that they wanted to sit down and say, am I still going to be okay? And the best way to do that is by doing financial planning. So we did more financial plans in 2009 than we did for certainly probably the first 3-4 years combined. So that was a significant point because it said to me, when markets are good, obviously an investment business, it's good for the business and it improves. But when markets are bad, we kind of had a hedge against that in that people are nervous enough that they want to do a lot of financial planning. So that was an important part. And I think the other key was when we started the business, we thought there was a niche for, I'll call it smaller clients from a wealth perspective, that required planning and required help that they weren't getting from the banks and the brokerage side of the banks, which is true and is still true today. But I guess one of the early light bulbs that came up was when there was a prospective client who was larger than our average size client and larger than our target client, and they had all the same issues. They hadn't done a financial plan. They were doing a lot of trading that didn't necessarily fit with what their goals were. They didn't factor in some issues with their kids and grandkids and planning around that. And there really were some opportunities that we talked to them about and added real value that they weren't getting anywhere else. And I just assumed, given how long they'd been around in the investment side and their wealth, that they would have received that. And again, it's sort of the light bulb went off and said, you know, we can work with people in a wide range of wealth and provide real benefit to them. And again, in 2025, I feel the exact same way.
Is there a common theme among clients at TriDelta?
I think there's a couple of things. I think one is for many of them, there's a stage of life where they're usually in their 50s or 60s, and a couple of things. Retirement is starting to enter the picture and the thought process and starting to say, I may not be working that many more years. Will I be okay? And so that tends to be an important group of people. There's certainly people that have corporations, whether they're active corporations, like they're a doctor or a dentist, or they're people that are retired, but they had a corporation from their previous life. And there's a lot of planning work and a lot of significant tax savings that can sometimes happen if they do planning. So that's maybe a couple of core groups of people that we help. As far as you know, people that are sort of a similar fit with TriDelta, it's really all over the map. But for the most part, I'd say it's people whose lives are can be a little bit complicated or complicated to them from a financial perspective, and they look and say, not only do I want to have a more strategic, more focused, maybe simpler financial world, but also I want to make sure that I'm prepared if I'm not here for a partner to inherit a simpler financial picture, or if not inherit the picture, be able to work with advisors that can help them through it.
Yeah. And you mentioned the great financial crisis as a turning point for TriDelta and an opportunity to add a lot of value to a lot of people. And we could talk endlessly about the ups and downs in the markets over the last two decades and how you have managed that at TriDelta. But I think the more important question is how the needs of clients have maybe changed over this period. There have certainly been more do-it-yourself and ultra low-cost options for people to choose from. How has TriDelta navigated that?
Well, interestingly, I don't think there really has been that many changes from our perspective. And the reason I say that is there's been online brokerage accounts for 30 plus years in Canada. There has been maybe some expansion and some growth in do-it-yourself investors, but they were never really a good fit for TriDelta from the beginning, and they're not today. Maybe they become that sometimes, whether they go through a couple of market cycles and realize they actually do want to work with somebody. But I always say there are segments in a group or in a marketplace, and some of them are not the right fit and some of them are. So I don't really worry too much about those that aren't the right fit, and really focus on how do we do the best job for those that are.
That's a really good answer. I want to look a little bit more inward to how the actual team here in the office at TriDelta has evolved over the last two decades. What sort of person has found the best fit working here?
Well, we hired you.
That's a good answer. That's probably the best one
that,
so far.
That one worked. No, actually, kudos to you, Kyle, because I think you actually bring a lot of things to the table that we love at TriDelta. And I'm not just saying that because you're in front of me, but having someone like yourself who has a CFA and has really really strong technical skills in terms of investment management, but you bring two other things that I think are great. You're a very hardworking and driven, and you're also somebody who I think has empathy for people in a way that a lot of technical CFAs don't. And so if I take the example of you and look at the team around us here at TriDelta, almost everybody here has a little bit of both sides of that equation. They have technical skills, whether it's a CFA on the investment side, whether it's a CFP or RFP on the financial planning side, but also, have, whether it's innate to them or through life experience, they bring a lot of empathy and understanding to people in different situations. And again, I find that the greatest value that we provide is more on the people side, and as important as the technical financial side of it is, I think having both of those really does separate us from a lot of the competition.
Yeah, and I think one of the key things that I saw when I first joined TriDelta is it's a group of people who care deeply about not only the people we work with, but also the clients we work with. And I think that unfortunately sets us apart in the industry a little bit because you don't get that necessarily everywhere. How would you describe the culture that you've tried to create both within the TriDelta team and with clients?
Well, I think you spoke to it a little bit. I think the culture is clients come first, and clients, people are different, right? You have certain people that are very easy to work with. You have other people that are a little bit, they stretch your way of thinking a little bit sometimes. And our focus is always, how do we make sure that we do the best job we can for a client? And how do we hopefully set the stage so that that client says, I know somebody that I want to be able to help them and to have them benefit from working with you as well. That's really our number one goal. And I think when you set that as the goal and that's the expectation, it does filter down. Certainly I try to live that personally, and hopefully that is something that rubs off a little bit. So I'd say the idea with working and focusing on the client needs is that everything evolves from there. If the client is happy, then they potentially refer other people to us. If the client's happy, it helps us enjoy our job more and feel like we're doing good work. And if the client is happy, we're more successful as a business.
Yeah. And switching gears a little bit, what are your hopes for or vision for TriDelta over the next 20 years?
I think there's a lot of things that we have sort of touched on or tried to do that have not maybe had as much traction as potentially they could, and I'm really excited about building on that. So I'll give you a couple of examples. So one of them is we do some great work for clients with corporations, and some of the, from a pure tax savings perspective, some of the most powerful work we do is, occasionally we've saved clients millions of dollars in taxes, usually through people who have corporations that have, $5-10 million. And so the planning work around that can be very, very powerful. And a lot of people, I find, they just don't seem to get that strategic advice somehow. And the planning with the corporations is not as common as maybe it should be. So there's a lot of work that we need to do to, get the message out that it's something that we do a really great job on and can add real value. The other area is actually through charities and charitable giving. Again, I think that's an area where, from a planning perspective and estate planning perspective, in Canada, There hasn't been as great a job as there could be in terms of just opening people's eyes to how, if they're going to give, how to do it most effectively. The least effective way is to have something in your will that says X dollars are going to Y charity. It's still effective, gets to the charity, but it's the least effective from a tax and investment perspective. So helping people in that area, working with a few charities to help with their foundations and their donor base is an area that I think we have the ability and have the experience to do a lot more with, and I'd love to do more of that over the next 20 years.
My final question, so you started Tri Delta in your 30s. What has kept you motivated over the last 20 years and moving forward?
Well, it's a good question, but it comes back to one of your earlier questions. There are times where we've really helped clients a lot. We've helped clients work through, I'll say, family issues that are tricky from a planning perspective. We've helped clients who have had to make tough decisions in terms of career changes somewhat late in their career to sort of say, how do we protect and build a good retirement picture? And can you do that staying in your current job, or do you have to make this significant shift? So things like that, having clients where they know, some of our oldest clients, having peace of mind to know that if something happens to them, things are looked after from their will perspective, from their estate perspective, from their kids understanding what will happen, and having it happen seamlessly is a really big thing and something that motivates me. And again, one of the other things we just talked about, I love being in a situation where somebody who is philanthropic is able to work with us and to realize that in a more significant way. It feels good to be able to help the client and feels good to be able to help a charity. So those things are really motivating. And the other thing is, there's always more as a group and as a company to help in terms of developing people and helping to I think improve the industry overall. So they're all motivating things.
Good, absolutely. Thank you again for joining me, Ted. This has been a great discussion, and I hope anyone listening will reach out should they have additional questions about Tri Delta or how they can get going on some of these strategies that we offer.
Thank you.